Carter, I think I understood why you deleted this episode. It's a little bit too controversial to be released to the public. I mean, I'm a little scared for you, but since you're gone, I think I'm just going to put it up here. The Soul Eater.
But couldn't you also say that that's like a slave morality? Like, you know, I'm just trying to justify the fact that, like, I don't have the courage to confront someone by saying, oh, I'm virtuous by keeping my emotions in. And like, at a certain point, that, do you ever feel like that's disingenuous? Like, I mean, at this point now, like, if I don't like a person, like, I don't want to fool them into thinking that I'm a friend with them.
I feel like you should feel better about yourself when you're nice, because that's so much harder than being mean.
It's at some point, and then it just reached a point where I just told myself that I didn't care. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Camden Podcasting Club, and I am extremely excited to have a special guest today by the name of Grant Ulysses. Now, I've been planning this podcast for a long time, and I remember in the beta version, the inception of the podcast, one of the first people I wanted to have on was this guy. I mean, this guy, he's mysterious, but he's also super interesting, and I'm super glad to have him on the show today. So without further ado, Grant Ulysses, could you just unmute your mic and let's get straight into this?
It's your boy.
Hey, what's good? So, starting off, just how would you like describe yourself as like a person?
I'm tall. That's a good starting point. I like to think of myself as outgoing, but at the same time, it's like I can't really say that because sometimes I'm like, I really just don't like people.
Really? Like, what do you mean by that?
Makes sense.
No. Just elaborate.
I like people, but I don't like, I like interacting with people, but, like, there are a few people who I actually click with. I feel like I get along with a lot of, like, types of people, but there are a few people who I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll hang out with you, like, outside of, like, it's like, I have friends in school that, like, I'm close to. I don't dislike them. It's just, like,
yeah,
outside of school.
Right, so you just wouldn't really just hang out with them outside of school because you just don't feel that connection with them.
Yeah, it's something like personal. It's not like I like, when I say I don't like people, it's not like, oh, like I don't like anyone, I don't want anyone near me. It's more like I feel like I'm just more selective with who I hang out with outside of school.
Yeah, and I think that like for some people that might seem like a hot take, but for me, I don't think that's a hot take at all. I mean I remember when I was first starting school, there was a ton of people who I was like friends or like acquaintances with, but like I would never hang out with them outside of school. I would never like really get to know them, and I felt like at a certain point that, do you ever feel like that's disingenuous? Like, I mean, at this point now, like if I don't like a person, like I don't want to fool them into thinking that I'm a friend with them, right?
I completely get that. Sometimes I feel like you have to do the be nice to people. It's not one of those things that I would be like, oh yeah, like if you don't like someone, don't like them. I think that even if you don't like someone, you should still be nice to them, just because if you're not, and especially like in high school, I feel like all of us have a lot going on, so it's always important to take into account that going on in other people's lives. Sometimes it still blows my mind that like to you, like it's something, I feel like everyone forgets that other people have things going on too.
Right. Yeah.
One of those things that, yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things that if you're like not nice to someone, it's and there's no reason to make other people upset. But at the same time, I completely get like not wanting to trick someone, because sometimes I'm like, I know a few people who don't like me, and like sometimes they're like act like they're fine with me. And at the same time, like if like I'm not there and they're like talking crap about me to their friend, I'm like, don't act like you like me when I'm there if you're gonna do that when I'm gone.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a super scummy move. Like,
yeah. Oh, wait. It's a, like, confusing, like, you can, like, I feel like, I guess you could say, like, a World War I beginning, neutrality, always a good idea.
Yeah.
I feel like just being nice is kind of the move.
Right.
And it's not, like, I don't think that's, like, ingenuine or anything. I don't think that's, like, you're just nice. You don't have to, like, go out of your way to, like, compliment them and make them happy, because that's like that's something you would do to your friends, but like kind of, for lack of a better term, be a dick to them.
I mean, it's interesting that you say that because, like, I was just talking to somebody on the last podcast, and I just ended up taking, like, the opposite. I was, like, praising, like, the completely opposite stance. Like, when I don't like someone, I will tell them, like, it's just the nuclear strategy. You used World War One as an example. It's just, like, I would just tell them that I don't like you. And I feel like when you hate somebody or when you dislike someone and you pretend to be nice to them, you end up hating yourself because you know deep inside that you're only doing this just because if you didn't like you would it might hurt you. But like honestly, when you're mean to people, and I'm gonna sound like a terrible person again, when you're mean to people, I think they get the authenticity there, that you're not trying to put a wool over their eyes.
I completely understand where you're coming from, but for me personally, I feel worse if I am mean to someone.
Really?
If I'm mean to someone, I feel like I'm going out of my way to make them feel bad. I completely understand, because I'm going to be completely honest with you. Sometimes there have been times when I just look at someone like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
With a girl in ninth grade, and she told the teacher, and my teacher was like, yo, listen, I know you're right, but like you can't say that. And I always think of that because even though, and like, people may not have had the highest opinion of her, and she may not be, like, in my eyes, a good person. I don't know how she is in other eyes, because clearly I'm only seeing from my perspective. That's just life. Despite that, I still think back to that situation, because there are times when you should definitely, like, watch what you say. And it's usually, like, the main things that you have to watch. Like, it's not like if I tell you to have a great day, it's not like that's going to ruin anything.
Yeah.
It's, I guess, describe it, but I feel like you should feel better about yourself when you're nice, because that's so much harder than being mean.
Is
so
it
much,
though?
It's a stronger, you're, in my opinion, you're more likely to be a stronger person if you can be nice to people that you may not even like.
But couldn't you also say that that's like a slave morality? Like, you know, I'm just trying to justify, but couldn't you also say that that's like a slave morality? Like, you know, I'm just trying to justify the fact that, like, I don't have the courage to confront someone by saying, oh, I'm virtuous by keeping my emotions in. And by keeping these emotions in, and you see it a lot in the Bible, and you see it in a lot of books, and that's obvious, and those books are obviously, like, they extol moral values. But in the end, is it really virtuous to keep those emotions in, or are you just, like, sort of like castrating yourself, I guess, because you can't confront someone?
With behavioral psychology, if you keep interacting with that person, you keep being nice, eventually it is possible that through that you will create an actual friendship. Because to be honest with you, I've had like behavioral psychology and like humanistic, it's been a while since I've done that unit, but those are like the behavioral is more like you learn from the experiences, and like, let's say you have a good experience from, likely to be nice to that person again from that positive experience. And I think like humanistic is the basic human desire to be like loved and accepted. I feel like those things go hand in hand with this. Said if you are nice, you're like, and have a positive interaction, that is more likely to keep happening. And there have been times in high school when I haven't liked someone, high school, but kind of, even though you may not just like agree with it, by being nice and just like there and not automatically shutting down the chance of like being friends with them or like being kind to them. And because I feel like you have to be open. If you're closed off, it's more likely you'll miss out on opportunities. Like I have friends who I didn't like back like a few years ago, and now they're some of my best friends. That's just so important to be open and be nice regardless, because sometimes you find friendship and like people that you may not have even thought you could be friends with become your friends.
Yeah. And yeah, that's definitely an optimistic look at it. And revising my opinion, like maybe I've been having too much of a cynical look on it, too much of a explosive look at it. I mean,
I completely like agree with what you're saying. And I used to be like that. I feel like there's always going to be people that like girl in like our grade, I'm not going to name names, but she is like, there's another girl who's a junior, and she's like super sweet, like probably one of the sweetest people I've met, one of the most genuine people. I don't like vibe with this other senior, And this, like, really sweet, like, junior girl is, like, super nice to her, super kind. And she's like, I just don't get why she's, like, still mean to me.
Hmm.
Like, one of those people, like, go out of their way to, like, almost make you know that they don't like you. It's, like, that's very different than what you were saying with the whole, like, just being straight up and being, like, I don't like you. But, like, going out of your way to put someone down is a whole different, like, that's a whole nother level. And, like, if I'm nice to someone, like, let's say we didn't vibe and I was nice to you, but we still didn't get along, that's a different, like, there will be exceptions to this, but I will approach the situation. If it doesn't work, then I will adapt and try to figure something out, because sometimes you're going to have to work with people that you may not necessarily like. That's just a fact of life.
Right. And it is a fact of life. And you're right. And, like, talking about your situation with the junior girl, though, at a certain point, though, why not just, like, give up on, like, trying to be friends with this terrible person? I mean, there's so much more to life than, I guess, social other people. I mean, I guess, like, when you focus on maybe building yourself and what you're doing in your own life, I mean, suddenly other people become a lot less important, I would say.
I completely agree with you. But at the same time, I feel like it comes back to the humanistic psychological approach of it.
It's true.
Like, some people find, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but some people find their worth in other people liking them. I'm definitely not saying that's a good thing.
That's not, though.
You should be comfortable who you are as yourself. In high school, it's natural.
Yeah.
You should be comfortable with who you are, but also, like, it's everyone, like, to be honest, like, everyone wants to be accepted. That's just, like, it's natural human behavior. Mm-hmm. Some people care a lot more about it than others, and that can be self-destructive because you can lose a part of yourself.
Right.
My perspective, this girl isn't doing that because she's still trying, like, staying true to her values and, like, her core beliefs, but she's just trying to make a new friend to feel that acceptance, and I feel like she's trying to just branch out to other groups too to see, like, scout, but I don't know what else to say, like, scout potential friends.
Hmm. And yeah, that's something that you definitely do in your junior year, and I'm not knocking her. But I don't know, maybe it's the seniorness, but, like, I don't know. I definitely think that, like, looking for happiness in other people is, and this is, again, going to sound cynical, but it's one of the worst things you can do, because people have the opportunity to let you down, but if you focus on yourself, you will never, if you let yourself down, it'll always be your responsibility to pick yourself back up, right? And again, that's not really possible because we're humans and it's humanistic, but I think it should be the ideal.
I somewhat agree with you. I feel like, once again, AP psychology, we were talking about how it was like the first day of school. Thing thoughts that our teacher brought up was the fact that when you're in an argument, would you rather be right or happy? Because there is a difference.
Yeah.
I never really thought of it as that. And it was kind of blowing my mind because outlook. Because if you always want to be right, then that's like a closed mindset. That's not really like open to other possibilities. Like, if me and you got into a fight and we were both very like, oh, I'm right. Like, I'm not even going to like try to figure this out. I'm going to just, and like F you, like we're like, I'm right, you think you're right, and we don't do that, I don't try to see your side, you don't try to see mine, and I feel like you're kind of doing that. Your point of view makes sense, and like it being senior year, I completely understand where you're coming from. Being open, that like I feel like you, it makes you allowed to rely on people, because if, no matter what, you're gonna get let down.
Right.
One of the things I've been trying to do that has been helping a lot is, you know, let you down. It's not necessarily like sometimes people's actions will sometimes just like the wrong outcome. Like, let's say you take a test, you get like a D, or like, well, that was horrible. Like, you're going to get let down. That's also not, doesn't really pertain, but it's one of those like feelings of let down. That's besides the point. But also you'll be surprised. Once again, there's always going to be an outlier. If you are around people and associate yourself with or talk to people, then find people who bring you up, because there will always be people who will bring you up and bring out the best in you. There may be a few situations where you get into an argument, they let you down. they don't follow through with something that they said they would. Thing, because once again, people have a lot going on, and it's important to take into account that, because they might, like, it's different to intentionally let someone down than to do it by accident.
Right. And I think that's a really, honestly, like, a really mature viewpoint. And I'm curious, like, how did that viewpoint develop? Did you always have that that perspective, or was it something that was built through many experiences?
It's more so built through experiences. I'm quite frankly a very sensitive person. Huh. Be like, oh, like you said, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't know what an example of, like, someone laying me down, but it's like, oh, like you said you'd send me the homework, but you didn't. And like, I'd be like upset that, like, it's almost like I took it more personally, because it's almost like, oh, you forgot about me. But like, actually talking to the person, it's like, oh, like I had field hockey, I had work, I had, like, I don't know, jazz band.
Yeah, and like the moment that,
yeah.
Yeah, no, go on.
It's like, sometimes you think you think more about yourself just because you can only see your point of view. So like, if I'm sitting at home and like I'm doing a group project, like if I was doing a group project with you, and like I did all my work and I'm sitting there like waiting to send it in, and you haven't like even kind of be disappointed because I'm finished my part, we're about to turn it in, but you haven't touched yours.
That's so relatable. Oh my god.
Yeah, and that literally happened to me like last week, because someone missed a day of school, and then like she went up to the teacher and was like, oh, like I do, and the teacher said join a group, so she joined my group. And then I was right, like, we finished almost everything, and then we asked her to go on. She did one thing and then said, okay, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Like, I literally, like, told her what to do. And, like, I gave her, like, I was like, okay, so, I love words. I was like, okay, so basically just say this. And I gave her, like, all the answers. I didn't, like, write them out, but it was, like, the main talking points. And it was, like, you just have to connect the ideas. And then I had to end up, going in and just doing it, and, like, part of it that bothered me more was like that let me down more was the fact that after I did that, and like I literally did the rest of the work for my entire group, thank you, she said, why would you do that?
Oh my god.
I was like, yeah, I was like, what do you mean? Like, why would you be upset with me for like literally just helping? And I understand you have a lot on your plate, but if I help you, I don't want you to be upset with me for that.
Yeah. That's
when I was let down by that.
Did that change your perspective on that person, or?
I don't think so. Sometimes with the, like, being let down, sometimes it takes a little time to, like, trust, but I guess that's, like, the best word for it. Like, trust that they'll do what they say they will and will follow through with their actions and, like, stuff like that. It's important to give it a little time. It definitely didn't change my point of view, because I think that, for which I used to think people were inherently bad. I didn't mean that in like a horrible way. I didn't, like, it's just people are selfish creatures. We're emotional. We don't really think. We're emotional creatures that think, not thinking creatures that have emotions.
Right.
That can get the best of us. I've seen there are. And I'm still trying to figure out if people are inherently good or evil. That's a big, like, philosophical question that people, like, there's not a right answer.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting, because it's like how you're raised, like your interaction with people, what you learn from other people shapes who you are. I've seen if you give people the chance, they're more likely to show you the good. Like, if you're having a bad day and I walk into you and, like, I bump into the hallway and you're like, dude, what the heck, or like you flip me off, perspective about you. But if like you're having a great day and I bump into you and like, and you help me pick them up, like clearly I'm gonna think that like you're one of the nicest people.
Yeah, and you're right about that. And especially talking about good or bad people, I mean, I think fundamentally, like, people just, like, they just work towards their interests. So, like, if your interests are aligned with someone, they can be, like, your best friend. But, like, the moment, like, your interests, like, go in opposite directions, like, you'll be like surprised at how fast like people just like just do some like borderline like psychotic things. Like, to just give you an example, right? I'm working with this person on this project, and I text them or something about it, and they don't respond. They don't respond for months, and the next text they get from me is the next text that I receive from them is asking me for homework. They're asking me for work after they don't respond to me for days, and I mean, obviously, like, I don't respond, but that same day they walk up to me and they're all like nice to me, and I'm like, that is like so blatantly like psychopathic. It's just like, just you just want something from me, and that's the only reason why you're nice to me. It's just like, is that everyone, or is that, I don't know, man. It just makes me lose faith sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
Completely, like, understand where you're coming from. It's, it's like, it's just like, sometimes you will lose faith. But it's also important that you don't let your faith, like, I'm not a religious person. I don't really, like, know if there's anything. I'm not gonna, like, count it out. It's agnostic, as you believe there's something, but you don't know what it is. Once again, I don't really know a lot about religion, so I could be completely wrong in saying that, but...
No, that's right. That's right.
It's one of those things that... If you... Like I have my core set of values. I'm gonna stay true to them, but other people may not have their same core values. I value friendship and, like, connecting with people a lot more than other people might. And, like I said, it may be weird, like, and completely contradicting what I said at the beginning of the episode when I was like people. I love interacting with people, but sometimes I just don't vibe with them. Like, that, like, we've gone over this. That's besides point.
Yeah.
But, like, despite how I feel about a person, I should be nice to them. And, like, clearly sometimes I'm, once again, say this, but I probably am a dick. People probably see me as a dick sometimes, just because, like, sometimes I forget that I have, like, it's just, like, clearly sometimes you're going to say some things that some people may perceive as inconsiderate. Like, I may make a joke that some, like, people who don't know me would be like, oh my god, like, did he really just say that? You, like, stay true to yourself and your values, whether that, and if, like, if your values come from religion, yourself, your family, your friends, whatever, pretty sure all those things would shape your values, but that's besides the point. If you stay true to yourself and all of those things, I'm pretty sure be okay and end up being happy, because you'll be able to see the good. And it's also very important to take into account, I've been trying to do this a lot more this year, is people are doing certain things. It's, I guess it's like analysis for people, but like, a group project, and let's say we like type out this thing, and then I make a mind map as me trying to be better than you, or it could be seen as me trying to push myself to do better. And if I don't have the best grade in the class, it's going to be the latter rather than the first, because I don't, especially if it's a group project, I don't want to seem like I'm better than you, because also it's not go harder. So I may not be like pushing myself for the group, I may just be doing it for myself, and that, once again, maybe a selfish thing, but you should push yourself to improve and be the best person you can be. So that is selfish, like, rather than like it being like me taking your work and calling it my own by like not doing anything.
Right. Yeah. I honestly think the best group projects are like where everybody's selfishness, I guess, aligns in the right direction, and they're all like, okay, I need this to be the best it can be for me, but that comes out in the best project possible.
I completely agree with you. I think sometimes, like, one thing I'm really good with my writing, but I'm horrible with grammar.
Wait, your mic just cut out. What did you say?
I, like, with my, like, while writing a paper, I'm really good at, like, the voice. Like, I'm good at, like, dull paper, but I'm bad with grammar.
Yeah.
And one, like, the, I think the best, like, thing I did in Lang, it was a group project, but it was partners, it was like a group, but I got paired up with a person who's like grammar, and we ended up getting a 98 on this paper.
Dang.
That was the highest grade I ever got in Lang. And it was like one of those things, like, because of our strengths combining, and also, like, I guess you could say it was also our weaknesses combining. Lacked voice, but I lacked grammar, because we almost there that way, it worked out really well for both of us.
Yeah.
I think what you were saying with you're talking about, like, people, like, when your needs line up with their needs.
Yeah.
They'll help you, but, like, once that changes, they may dip. But also, your needs just complement their needs.
Right, right.
So partially what, like, a relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if I need that, like, humanistic feeling of being loved, and so do they, then we can both give that to each other.
Hmm.
Like, if I'm, let's say I'm bad with people, and they're good with people, I could be, like, I feel like it's more open. How do you do that? It's more, and, like, they're more likely to be honest with you because more likely that it'll be in your, like, purest and truest form of yourself rather than, like, me trying to make a friend and, but not necessarily being who I actually am.
Right.
And that, like, whole interesting concept.
Yeah, and it is really interesting. And one thing I'm curious, is because you mentioned relationships, is what does love mean to you?
Love to me is just one of those things that is with it, with,
I'm sorry, your mic just cut out again. Can you repeat what you said?
I moved. Right, is it good now?
Yeah, it's better.
Witty bop.
Yeah, just talk so close to your mic. Just talk close to your mic so it doesn't cut out when it gets too quiet.
Yeah, basically, so relationships to me is one of those things that use it in high school for just lust. And some people, it'd be like, some people in the homecoming court this year were picked because they were pretty. I know you were on the homecoming court, shout out.
Oh, way to expose me, I mean. Yeah.
You're stunning. but, like, I feel like the people who, like, some of them were just, like, they're, like, pretty people, but I don't necessarily think they're in love.
Right. Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes you can see that, like, at your house the one time, like, we were hanging out, and I saw your parents, and, like, the way they interacted, it was so clear that they were love.
Oh, that is so cute.
Dude, your parents are adorable.
Oh my god.
I didn't get that vibe from any of them. Like, yeah, they smile in pictures, but when they're together, they're like, they're not happy, they're just drunk. They're not like enjoying the moment, they'd rather take something to make them in that moment.
It's just a hormone to them instead of an actual feeling, yeah. And I'm curious, I don't know if you're talking, like, because sometimes your mic is just cutting out, like, it was weird. Like,
I'm not talking right now, no.
Oh, okay. So, one thing I'm curious is, how do you think you know, like, when you found the one? Like, I've talked to some other people on the show about love, and they talked about how, like, initially it's, like, this rush, and it's something that can, like, take you away from what you're doing, and it can isolate you from your friends, looking at the bad parts, but it's also, like, an incredible experience. And I'm curious, for you, what do you think about the good and bad parts of being in love?
Talking about the good and bad parts about being in love, or are we talking about what it's like, how do you know when you're
both questions, I'm sorry.
You asked both, and I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, you know when you feel it, because this is going to sound quite awful, but it towards someone when I was in a relationship with someone else.
Ooh, the savage.
It's not like it was such unfortunate timing, and like I saw this person, it was like, it was just this like feeling of like euphoria. Mm-hmm. cliche, but it's almost like time slows down. You're just like captivated.
Right.
You obviously, like after a few, like you're, like everything seems to slow down, but then like it's like speeds back up, and you're like what? Like what? But that's like how I knew. It's one of those feelings that like even like still talking to that person, it's like I'm in the clouds, and it's like nothing compares. A bad day, it's that person that can make me feel better by like laughing at some dumb joke that I say, or like just like being nice, or like complimenting me even if I'm not feeling too hot. And it's about like being isolated from your friends, but I think that's like completely in your control. I think it's like a bad thing, isolate from your friends, but also you merge into that person's friend group, because there should be a certain like aspect of independence in there. Having like the same friend group and same friends and like always being together, it can lead to not liking each other, which is like I had that problem in middle school, because to be honest, I like thought I was in love. I like went out with the person, got in their friend group. Just gonna be honest, like I feel horrible now for doing it, but I left all my friends from elementary school, and like even to this day, like a few months ago, I was like talking to them. I was like you know, senior year, full send, and they were like, yeah, we're not sure like if we want you back in the group, because you kind of just up and left, and like you didn't think twice about it. I didn't even think of that, and like I felt so shitty. Like that aspect of it, but I feel like as you mature, you start to understand like people need their space. Like if I was with someone like every single day, if you're like obviously being married, you're with that person every single day, but that's a completely different story, because like you work, you do your own thing, and then you come back to them. Sitting in my house every day with the same person, I'd probably end up pulling my hair out.
Right.
I feel like it gets to that point, like if you have the same friend group, you have the same friends. And if you get isolated from your original friend group and your friends that aren't with that other person, it's not like it's completely in your control. It's because of that infatuation, but if you want to make time for your friends, you can find the time to do it.
Yeah. I definitely do agree that like in the end, like if you leave your friends because of somebody you love, like it is your fault. You can't hide behind the fact that literally everybody does that. But at the same time, I mean, at some time, like when your bro leaves for a little bit and then comes back, you give them a little bit of a pass, but at the same time, it is their choice ultimately, so you have to hold them responsible.
Oh shit, oh, my phone just went off. At the same time, I feel like you gotta support them.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you gotta be happy for them.
It's completely understandable, like, be a little bit upset because you're not seeing that person as much, but if they're living their best life and you're living your best life, clearly, like, you just gotta be happy. I feel like a lot of people forget that happiness, and I feel like a lot of people now, even, like, friend groups in our grade are possessive. And, like, if you who like visit, like let's say you have like a, let's say you move and you have another friend group, people get offended if you hang out with another group rather than the group that like you're in. I put little quotes like, but you can't see that, and that's just not healthy. I feel like because of that, much more like people just think about themselves and the group. And then like literally middle school was talking about this group being possessive towards her friend, and because of it being a like a bitch to my sister.
Dang.
Like represents that whole like complex with friend groups. I'm not saying friend groups are bad. I think it just depends on the people and the situation, but it's like that doesn't make sense, because when you think about when we're older, right now I literally see you every single day. When we're older, I'd be lucky if I saw you once a month.
Right.
It's like one of those things that like if you see all these like really close friend groups, I'm sure, like, you're like, your family has like friends that like probably come over, but think about how often they're there. Like, your parents' friends are most likely not there all the time. They're doing their own thing. But when they're together, they're happy.
Right.
Happy to be together because it's more special then, rather than being all the time. And they also understand that, like, everyone has things going on, but when they're together, everything goes back to how it was when they were our age. And I'm saying that in, like, the good way, not the negative, like, possessiveness, all, like, the stuff I just talked about.
Yeah. And I'm a little biased here, but, like, I honestly think that friend groups are one of the most cancerous things ever. I don't know, because, like, I've always had a situation where, like, never in one big friend group, but always friends with, like, you know, friends with, like, one or two people at a time, like, individual one-on-one, and then those people's friends hang out with them occasionally, but never a focused big, like, circle of friends. And I don't know, maybe I've definitely probably lost out on a lot of experiences because of that. But I feel like, and again, this is just coming from an extremely biased place, I feel like the idea of needing a person or a group of people, like, needing them, it just seems, like, so sad. Because I feel like people themselves, they, like, you have so much value, and to spend so much of your time worried about the inner politics and drama of other people, it just seems like such a waste.
At the same time, I completely agree with you. I may cut out because I'm moving my computer because it's a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
But I've seen people that I've been like, I want to be your friend to bring out the best in you.
Right.
Not necessarily like a friend group, and I completely understand like where you're coming from, because I too am more of like a floater. I had a friend group more in like middle school, and I have like kind of a friend group right now, but I'm not like one of those people who goes out of my way to like hang out with them every single weekend. Missing out on experiences part of it, and like, you just don't need the experience. Something that people are kind of shocked about with me is I am one of those things that I care about too much, but affects me. Like, I've been at like parties and stuff where like people have been drinking, and I'm just very much so against it. Other people do, I'm not gonna be one of those bitches that are like, excuse me, you're I'm not comfortable with you drink, please stop, like choose not to do. And I like, people definitely like judge me because of it. I feel like I may be missing out on experience, but I'm holding true to my values. This is gonna sound so dumb, and please don't make fun of me, but in 8th grade, we read The Outsiders, right? I'm pretty sure everyone did that in the district.
Yeah.
Soda Pop Man. Coolest guy in the entire book.
Yeah.
Never drank any alcohol in his entire life.
Absolute straight edge. Straight edge.
Exactly. He's like, I'm just living life. I'm happy. I'm just doing my thing. And I feel that so much. I also, like, I don't know why I'm like this, and sometimes I wish I wasn't, but I hold myself accountable for the well-being of my friends. Because of that, I feel like I almost have to, like, stay, like, I guess you could say just, I'm not, guess you could say, I just stay sober. I need, like, someone needs to make sure that, like, everyone's okay.
Right.
Like, cloudy in the head or whatever, and, like, or, like, I'm intoxicated, I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, if someone need a ride home, then I can drive them, all that. Because I care so much about my friend's well-being, I literally came back from, like, an event where people were drinking, and then I invited one of my friends over that, like, well, he wasn't there, he wasn't intoxicated or anything. I'm having a rough night, and I invited him over just to, like, talk, and we, like, stayed up for a few hours, and I just, like, wanted to make sure he was okay mentally, and, like, he ended up leaving early, and I like, because I kind of felt like I failed my, like, I didn't do my responsibility as a friend.
Right. Dude, that,
like, yeah, there's that whole, like, that's like a, just like a more, like, personal note, but very important to look out for your friends, because if you look out for them, they look out for you. And I think that is part of the benefits of having a friend group. He is one of those people that was like in my friend group in middle school. No, like he like literally went to college. I don't see him at all. But when he is home, I know that if I need anything or if he needs anything, we both know that we would be there for each other in like a second.
Yeah.
I think that's friend group.
I'm completely 100% agree with you there. Like absolutely, like that loyalty, that knowing that, like, you know, whatever my friend's going through, like I got him and he's got me. I feel like that's like essential for any group of friends. And again, with what you were saying with middle school and having a friend group, I remember like we all had like elementary friend groups, and sort of the same thing that you went through. I ended up leaving them, separating myself up because I was making new middle school friends. And I remember when I tried to like reconnect with them later in middle school, they didn't really want me back. And it just reached a point where like I was alone and I was desperately trying to get people to like me. And I think that like that even accelerated into high school at some point. And then it just reached a point where I just told myself that I didn't care. And looking back at that experience, I think that definitely biases my viewpoints. But I still agree with you 100% on that. Friends should be something that you're absolutely... you can trust each other. You can trust each other to the end. Like, yeah.
I feel like it's like one of those things. Like I can kind of understand where the possessiveness comes in, because what I'm saying is you're either in or you're out. You're either completely invested in this person, like want the best for them and are there to help them, or you're just like you're kind of friends. You're not like, I don't consider that like being an actual friend. I feel like that's just like. I feel like that's where the possessiveness can stem from, because it's that whole like, oh, like if you're hanging out with other people, you're not completely invested in this group and you don't really give two shits about us. I don't think that's a healthy way to look at it, but I feel like that's how it is in high school.
Right. Yeah. And I think that logic definitely makes sense. So one more question, a couple more questions on relationships is have you ever been in a toxic relationship, and how would you tell if somebody is toxic or if it's going to be a toxic one?
I think it was toxic, but like looking back, I don't think it was healthy. It wasn't bad. Like I cared about the person. I like still want the best for them. After breakup, I'm going to be like, F you, like all you did was like hurt me or shit like that. But I just like ended up changing myself a lot. And because of this person, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but sound as a person before getting into it, I ended up like developing social anxiety. And I'm not like, gonna say it was like the person's fault, but that's just like more so because I didn't know how to deal with it, because even with myself, I guess you could say. And it wasn't like a bad thing. Like I was happy, but I feel like it was also one, like the, I think the biggest problem with that was the fact that 7th grade, I was like, anytime a problem would come up, I'd just kind of sweep it under the rug. But we would both do that, so like I thought that was okay. Like that was just like, that's just a horrible approach to relationships. Never do that. But experience, I wouldn't say it was toxic. That was just like, I wasn't healthy to change myself so much. My friend group, and it was just like one of those things that, like, first relationship, I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
Right.
It wasn't toxic. It was just a learning experience. It was something that I think I needed to go through. It's not like I regret it, but sometimes I'm like, it has a cause and effect. That's just life. And because of that, like, meeting that person, I just kind of forgot about the old friends I had, and I still am upset about that. I wouldn't say I like sit in bed at night being like, ah, oh, goddamn, why did I leave my 6th grade friend?
But no, yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a reflection. And one thing I'm curious about is, what do you think makes somebody a thought or man whore? What do you think turns somebody into that?
So, I've been thinking about this question a lot. It's hard to articulate, but I'm not one of those people that would just like go out and hook up with anyone. But I feel like a lot of people do that. But also, I've been thinking, and I feel like it's like, I'm not gonna like slut shame. That's dumb as shit. Like, if you want to hook up with people just because you're like,
yeah, you're doing a public service, man. There, you know, you're doing a public service out there. I mean, don't knock them, but like, I'm still curious though. What do you think?
I think helps out. I never think it's something like permanent. There are like people who are like maybe addicted to sex, but like that's a different story. That's not necessarily what a thought is. If you're gonna do stuff with that and like kind of like not be in a relationship, but kind of like, for lack of a better term, once again, like jump around, I'm gonna do it. We're in high school, like nothing's really gonna matter. Like, I'm not gonna remember who was a thought or a man whore like in our grade. Like, I'm just gonna remember the friends I made and some of the memories I have. But I think it's in, like, you need to figure out who you are. You need to have some experiences, and if you need those experiences, damned about that. You're just figuring out who you are. That's what we're all doing. That's why we're literally in school, because you're trying to figure out what you like, what you don't. And even outside of school, that like journey of self-discovery still needs to be going on. It's not one of those things that you should feel ashamed about, right? And I know that might be like a little bit of a surprising take. I don't mean to say that it's like a good thing that you're doing it, being safe, but it's in like figuring out who I was, and like it's been a game changer, and I just feel so much better and happier because of it, and because my experiences have allowed me to figure that out, to go through that. And like I said, like if thought, or like I don't even want to call it being a thought, like just like bouncing around to figure out who you are and like what you like, whether that be like hooking up with people or like committed relationships, it's important to know that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's really interesting, and because it's completely different for guys and for girls, just because of the whole cultural stereotype against it. Because I mean,
America's dumb as shit.
Yeah, I mean, for guys it's like exalted, right? And then for girls, yeah, it's like completely like a shame thing. So it's like
this is gonna get a little real, but important, like once again, it's important to be true to myself. I made a mistake. I like cheated on my girlfriend, but like now, like looking at like Ian talks about it, but like my current girlfriend, people are always like about it, almost like shaming her when it was my action, just because like I don't, like no one talks to me when I'm, just because it's worse for the girl. It's like such an interesting thing, and like clearly I'm not happy I did it. I'm not like, I got past that, like figured all that shit out, but it's just so, it's just like this like whole stigma.
Yeah,
like I feel like a lot of the responsibility, I feel like maybe because like girls are more like associated with like being emotional and all that stuff. Just not true. Like I said, I'm more of like a sensitive guy, and I always like try to relate, but it like always pisses me off when people do that.
I feel like for guys it's definitely a case of jealousy, in terms of the reason why they exalt players. I mean, it's definitely a case of like our loneliness, like I feel like that's the place where it might start, where it's just like you just need someone. But I don't know. I mean, this isn't my area of expertise, and you would know a lot more than me.
Oh, totally, you know me.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's really brave of you to be so honest and to be so forthright, and I immensely appreciate that.
I think it's important to be vulnerable. Agree. Some people would probably say I'm a pussy, but things that like you need to just be comfortable with. To your mistakes, then in my opinion, you're not addressing them. Like if I couldn't say that, then I haven't moved past the issue. For growth to come clean and like about like if I like was like mean to someone in seventh grade, it's like but you're like, damn, I should have said something different. Like there are times that I'd wish that I had apologized, but figuring that out and like figuring out like why I did things that just and like being able to move past it, it's so important.
Right. And on another note, and last question on this topic, and this is coming in from a friend here, not from me, because I have no issues in this regard. But a friend was asking me, you know, for you, it's like, you know, how do you get girls, right? You know, how do you do it?
Is that the total question?
Yeah, that's the entire question.
Friend just, was asking yeah, you to ask me.
Yeah, yeah. Hypothetically.
I totally want to know who this is. but...
Big fan of you.
Is it my mom? I feel like it's just... Like, dude, you just gotta be yourself. Completely honest. I'm more of a flirtatious person. I feel like that's partially because I like for me to be nice to people, oddly enough. Some people may think I'm being flirtatious just because I compliment them, but understand, like, I'm more, like, and empathetic. Yeah, empathy, you got me. My brain just turned off. But, like, being able to, like, put myself in people's shoes and understand what they're going through has helped me a lot because that, like, opens me up for discussion, like, offering meaningful advice, and I feel like better and, like, what can make them happy. Like, if I see, like, my current girlfriend, I literally met her in 10th grade, first thing I said to her was, because of, like, previous experiences, I was like, are you wearing highlight? And she was like, yeah. I was like, and I feel like a lot of boys, like, aren't really comfortable with saying that because, quite frankly, it's a little more flamboyant. Like, if you know about makeup, people, like, other guys would probably judge you. But because people are doing that, and I didn't really give two shits because, quite frankly, guys can be dicks more often than not just because there's some, like, for guys, it's just be, like, angry all the time, and that's, like, the primary emotion. You can't be sad. You have to be angry. That's just, like, what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
It was almost like vulnerability. Like, putting myself out there, even though I may come off as, like, kind of weird, be part of it, and, like, giving compliments, like, a small compliment can go a long way. Like, that compliment is not, like, something that you probably hear a lot from, especially from a guy. It's always the, like, when a girl posts a picture, it's like, oh my god, like, you look so amazing. This, oh my god, I love your makeup. Oh my god, queen.
Why is that? I've always wondered, like, why do girls do that all the time on Instagram posts? Like,
I feel like it's because other people don't hype them up.
Huh.
Guys will hype you up in person, but I feel like sometimes they care too much about their pride. And also, like, especially with, like, girls. Like, I don't know how this makes sense, but, like, if you have a girlfriend and I comment on her post, like, pretty, like, people are going to think I'm trying to hit on your girlfriend. Like, even if I'm just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
All aspect of it, whereas girls, like, aren't bound by that. But it's nice to, like, even if you just, like, text someone, like, hey, like, thought, like, XYZ made me think of you, that could... So I think one of the most... important part. I don't think you should ever say get girls. is it like really being open and allowing that relationship to come naturally rather than forcing it? Seeing that usually won't make it last. I used to just be like very persistent. And that's not a good thing. If you're trying to hook up with someone, maybe. But like I said, I mean, I don't really agree with that. But I guess my dogs are barking. But what I'm trying to say is you have to be nice. Some people do like a bad boy. And it's been more boys that can be vulnerable, but all, like being able to do your own thing is very, very important, because if they have to babysit you, that's not going to be enjoyable for either of you. That's my answer.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer.
Sometimes I like hopped around, but I'm sure I could talk to this person.
Yeah, I'll let him or her know that you're just in there. But one thing, I'm still want to hit you with that with the Instagram post thing when girls all commenting on it. You know, I just had this theory, and like, hear me out, because I think girls do it because they want other girls to do it on their posts. I think it's a racket. Yeah,
it's like a social acceptance kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't know. I mean, like, as a guy looking in, and this is going to sound mean, but it does seem like a little bit disingenuous. But at the same time, though, I wish, you know, all my guy friends would do that on my posts. I remember, like...
I'm so sorry for cutting you off, but, like, I've been thinking about this. It's so... doesn't make sense to me why people... guys don't do that. I feel like it's, like, part of that... I don't want to say like societal norm. There we go. And like the social aspect of it. But like, I had this one really dumb post. And it was just like, it was literally a slide. And it was me and Epcot, but I took a place at each one of the countries, a picture at each one of the countries. And I said, just me around the world, no big deal. And some of like guys in our grade were just like hyping me up. And it was like, I love the word. It was like, euphoria. It just hits so different.
It does feel like amazing.
Yeah, I don't mean that in like straight, but it was like, it was nice to see that kind of support. Like, I completely see why girls do it, and I feel like it should be a acceptable thing for guys to do too, because like hyping each other up should be like, I don't know why there would be any problem with it, but I think it's just because people don't want to, they're scared of being flamboyant. Oh god.
Oh god, being yourself. Like,
I think that I'm supporting my friend. Like...
Yeah. And one more couple questions, right? More couple questions. Oh my god, don't make fun of my speech impediment, dude. Don't even do it. Don't even play me. But do you ever put up a face to interact with others? And do you think that's an important part of life?
I feel like it's important to be adaptable. That's not putting on a face. But like, just meet you, I'm not gonna come out with a joke that could be considered like offensive in any way. Yeah, like test the waters, but natural to sometimes like people, like there are people who have those personalities that they replicate whoever they are with. Exception to what I'm saying, they're like, it's, I feel like it's natural to hide a part of yourself just because you don't want to put all of yourself out there, and that's a completely normal thing to do in fear of rejection. Excuse me. It's putting on a face. I think it's just trying to, like, before going all in and like investing yourself in a friendship or like whatever you're doing, whether it be like relationship, friendship, literally a job interview, like just meeting people. It's completely natural, but I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
No, I think you're right. I a lot of times when I'm talking to people, like, I don't know if it's this weird like personality drain where I feel like a little piece of their personality like comes into me, and like I end up replicating them by accident.
Dude, you're totally shaped by the people you interact with. Like, to be like, you may not know this, but like, ran for like student government last year. I didn't win, but sophomore year, or like I did do it freshman year, but like sophomore year, like I just like, at all, I wasn't in like the like smaller student government in our school, even though the smaller student government's the bigger student government, but that's besides the point. And because the people I was with, they like made me genuinely interested in it, and it made me want to get back into it. And because of the people that I interacted with, they made me, like, they helped me find the interest again and made me appreciate it so much more. And like when you interact with people, like you pick up parts of their personality, whether it be like sense of humor, to be personality, it could be things such as like style. Like I didn't wear the same clothes I wear now because like kind of drip now, but dude, some of my outfits slap and I love them. But once again, like I completely see why people think I'm gay, because like I wear these outfits and like borderline flamboyant, like I'm, but like if I look good, like fuck it.
Yeah, dude, it's like, hey man,
like sometimes you gotta like take that risk, and like if you're feeling good, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't have worn these outfits without the people that I interact with now, because they help shape that.
Dude, honestly, like when my guy friends make fun of me for my outfits, man, I'm like, dude, I'm not wearing them for you, dude. The ladies love it, so I'm just saying. All I'm saying.
It's like, that's why like I think that's why I'm so like selective with who I hang out with outside of school, just because I want to have the, yeah, I'm like this person's dope as shit, I want to be their friend, and like other people like want to hang out with you outside of school. And I think that's partially because like subconsciously I know people that you interact with shape who you are.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And man, I honestly never really looked at you that way. And I think that like through this entire time talking, like I've completely changed like my view of you. And
dude, I'm not gonna lie, I like you probably thought I was kind of a dick. And I feel like sometimes that. I feel like with you, sometimes I've been a little bit like wishy-washy, and that's because it was just that I was in that phase of like testing the waters, whereas like now I feel like I'm being open with you. I feel like we understand each other more.
Yeah. Like honestly, like I respect you. Like you have no idea how much more I respect you just in the 1 hour that we've been talking. Like, and that's going to sound a little bit mean because it's going to be like, oh man, oh, you didn't respect me before. But like, no, yeah,
I completely get that. Like, because a lot of people were like I don't mean to expose you, but like ever since you won the election, some people have been like, oh, like so rude, and like he just like doesn't care. But like talking to you, like it, like I feel like they're almost like on a pedestal, Carter, and you were a level above them. So like it's almost, but like it's almost like how people will shit talk the president. See them as something above you,
right?
And it's almost like disassociation, whereas now I feel like humanized you and like bringing you back down, so like we're at like the same playing field. Is definitely like view of you and giving it much more of a positive connotation when I'm going to hear your name like around school.
Yeah, and like honestly, those people who are saying that, like, you know, I'd be like, I just like don't care what other people think anymore. So I mean,
one of those things that is, I don't know if people necessarily change. I like, sure, they just become who they were meant to be.
Yeah, honestly, yeah,
that's one of the questions I've been wrestling with, because it's like there was this one girl who I was literally friends with all through middle school, like here, and then out of nowhere, like she like became more invested in her friend group. And her friend group's like literally two other people, and out of nowhere she's just, and like I don't, like it's almost like I don't recognize her.
I a lot of the times I feel like people say that, like, you know, like people change, but I think you're right. I think people just become more of themselves. So I feel like it's possible that maybe that's always who she was, and I don't know. That's one way to look at it.
That brings back the question of was she putting on a facade before? Are we all putting on facades to hide who we truly are because we're not comfortable with it yet? And then we grow into that comfort that we're okay with just displaying it all out there.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, like, you give somebody, like, a little bit of power, like, you give somebody a little bit of, like, a leadership role, suddenly, like, it stops mattering to them what other people think. And people say that power corrupts. I think power honestly exposes who you really are. Power
corrupts, absolutely, right?
Yeah, but I think it more exposes who you are, because, like, when you get to a point where you don't need to care what people think, you get to act, you aren't bound by, I guess, a lot of societal norms, people act more who they are. I don't know.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I feel like there's, like, certain things that make people, like, come out, like, and reveal more of themselves. And happens, I think, like, I feel like I'm, like, I completely agree with, like, thought process and perspective with the whole, like, becoming the person you're meant to be, because I think it's just, like, I don't want to say, like, not caring is a good thing, but it very well can be.
I mean, if you were caring only because, like, you thought, like, these people mattered to you, like, they could hurt you if you didn't care, then not caring is absolutely the way to go, I think. Dude,
like, you should definitely care about some things, but, like, not caring about other people's perspective on you is a game changer. Like,
oh my god, you're right. You're so right. I
feel fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god.
Before it was like, oh my god, did he really think that I was rude to her in second block today? What are my friends? Like, whereas now it's like, I come up to school wearing, like, what's a good example? In shorts. And I pull up to school wearing pink shorts and my, like, shit. I have my Vans t-shirt. Vans t-shirt, like, a button up, and people are, like, probably looking at me like, dude, this kid's wearing pastels? Like, what the hell?
Dude, I guarantee you, though, and this is one thing I've learned from this year, people do not care. They do not. Like, nobody cares about other people. I mean, well, that's an extreme statement, but I mean, like, in general, like, in school and stuff, like, people won't remember what you did. They're too busy working on their own life.
Something that's, like, we have to live through is having cell phones.
Yeah.
A lot of things that would be, like, insignificant are now made significant because people have their cell phones, and, like, if I, like, let's say I literally trip and eat shit in front of the entire class and someone happens to get a video of it, laugh at me for days, whereas if people didn't have cell phones, it, like, I would have just fallen, and, like, yeah, people probably would have laughed, but not as easily accessible, and yeah, I feel like also it can create problems so easily, because if I'm lying in bed thinking about, like, a mean thing that you said to me, I can text you and be like, bro, why the hell did you say that at, like, 3 a.m, and, like, literally wake you up because of the problem. Whereas before, like I could think about that and go to bed and just forget about it the next day.
Yeah. And yeah, that's definitely true, that, like, more people are definitely more accountable for the things they do, and it definitely lingers with you longer. But, like, one more thing that I've noticed in this social media age is that people are so focused on themselves. Like, they still don't really care about other people. And I mean, you look at, like, Instagram, people usually only follow other people to get a follow back. And it's like, I don't know if you remember, but way earlier this year, was it last year, do you remember hearing about, like, the girl and the dog or whatever, right?
Oh my god.
And dude, that was probably terrible for her. But I'm telling you, man, nobody now cares about it at all. I feel like if we could read minds and we could see other people
talk about it, but that's besides the point.
There's a TikTok about it?
Dude.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
As you were saying?
Oh yeah, I was just saying that, like, if we could read people's minds and we knew how little people cared about what we were doing, I feel like it would be the most freeing thing ever.
One of this is gonna sound really harsh, but one of the, like, the most helpful things that my girlfriend has told me, because, like, sometimes I do care what people think, even though the majority of the time I don't, sometimes I just get, like, a little bit anxious, like, just being completely honest. literally like has looked at me and said, "No one is paying attention to you. I hope you know that."
Yeah.
In like a mean way at all. Like it's just, it's a fact. And like, if I like stutter during a presentation, like, no one's gonna remember that. And it's like, even if I feel like, well, look too deep into your own actions, like even think twice about like what you do. Like in class, like I could be giving a presentation and you could be like a dragon on your paper and not even like hear what I say.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. No, your girlfriend is absolutely, absolutely right there. And I completely agree with 1,000%.
People just like one of those things that I feel like a lot of people like just forget.
Yeah. It's so hard to remember, honestly. I feel like we're programmed to care what other people think, but like it's just not
the truth. I completely agree.
Yeah.
That's where I like can't help but care, but then there are moments I feel like to not care you have to step out of your comfort zone. Sophomore year, this is gonna sound crazy as fuck, but it was pajama day and one of the kids in my form was like, "Dude, like wear a onesie to school," and I was like, "Do you really think I won't?" And he was like,
"Oh, was this the Spider-Man onesie?"
No, that was Halloween. That was last year.
Okay.
Went to Walmart, bought a onesie of a chicken, walked into form, looked at him, and said, "Because I'm not a chicken." And he, like, you could tell he was judging me hardcore, but I was like, "Dude, like, funny as shit." Like, and literally, that was sophomore year, and I feel like my time in high school has helped made me more comfortable in that. Junior year, I literally wore an apron in front of the entire school. Like, it's super weird, and like I know that it's weird, but it's like I don't care.
Yeah.
Like if I can make being weird normal, then I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. And I definitely agree with you there. And one last topic for us to talk about, because let's talk about gaming. You know, is gaming something that's important to you?
It's definitely one of those things that I would say is like a de-stressor. It's helpful to like connect with friends. Friend that I had over like in the middle of the night that was having a rough time, like one thing that helped him and also me, because I feel like it was like situation just because like that's how like upset the kid was. Like we literally just played some Xbox, and I feel like that like been talking, like it's still, I think it made him feel better, which in turn like made me feel like a better friend. It's so great to connect with people. Back when I was like 12, I used to live stream. It was Minecraft, but
hey, Minecraft gamer, heck yeah,
slaps. It was one of those things that would just like make me feel better, and it almost served as a distraction. Like, it's like, yeah, you may have had a bad day at school, but at least, you know, like when you get home at like
an escape, yeah,
from elementary school, I can play Call of Duty with like my friends. Except you should be playing Call of Duty in elementary school, but that's besides the point.
It messed you up forever, man.
Honestly, what can I say? I can't say that. Never mind. I was gonna make a very edgy joke about guns in school.
I think everybody here understood it. Everybody else.
Dude, I was totally about to say that. I was like, oh god, Call of Duty made me into a blah blah.
So last question. From all the experiences that you've gained, to wrap it all up, through love and romance, through friendships and understanding other people, what do you think you've learned that you can share with the audience here?
This is such like a hard question. It's hard to just answer it like straight away.
I ask it every single time, and it always gets people.
Like I like somewhat prepared. I didn't like write anything down, obviously, but this is one that I was like trying to figure out. I was like, what have I learned? Well, like accepting yourself, because if you can accept yourself, you can accept when other people reject you, but also others to accept you. Finding yourself is one of the hardest things to do, and I'm not going to be like, oh, like you're not going to amount to anything, because like even when you think you've found yourself, which is kind of like a confusing topic, but by being more in tune with yourself, you can be more in tune with others, be just a much more genuine person and understand yourself and understand what makes you happy and what you need to do to get the things that you need. And it's just one of those things I feel like a lot of people overlook, because especially like the seniors, that's not about apps, but I see people who they want to do and they're driving themselves crazy with all the things that they are doing because they feel like they need to. And I feel like that's also just like a societal thing, but like time out of their day to just like sit down and like do something that they enjoy, or like maybe like a idea that's completely out there, but everyone should have to go to therapy. I'm not saying therapy, like I don't, like therapy is like, it's almost become normalized, which makes me happy. But it's just a place to like talk about all these feelings. And I feel like, especially now, since this is a podcast for like high schoolers, we're going to find ourselves. And
you can also, I'm Carter. Oh my God. Yeah, you're finding yourself.
Yeah. So therapy, I feel like, should kind of be mandatory because it's going on in our heads. And I'm sure you would agree, Carter, that there's there's some things that, like, you probably think and you're like, why do I do that? Like, why do I feel this way? Some people in the quote-unquote popular groups may be like, you're going to therapy? Like, what's wrong with you? Are you depressed? Do you have anxiety? Like, I'm just trying to figure stuff out. Like, I'd rather, like, it's so much easier feel like you finally found yourself than when you just feel lost. I mean, that could be meaning like you have no idea what you want to do, like that being lost, or just like not understanding yourself lost. There, one of those things that I feel like would be beneficial for people. And like, once again, being like putting myself out there, I've gone to therapy. I go to therapy so much just because sometimes I feel like we may be scared to get emotional with other people because, and even if you like say you don't care what other people think about you, there's a small part of you that does. I will sit here and say I don't care what people think, but like I care what certain people think.
Yeah.
Basically get all those ideas out and just like kind of like decompress.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the most important things I've learned, is just like the importance of finding yourself, but also finding people that make you the best you that you can be.
Right. And thank you so much for that, Grant. Thank you so much for coming on here. I think this broke several records for the longest podcast I've ever done, but I honestly think it's the best, probably the best and most emotional and most real one I've recorded. Just a reminder that everything said on this podcast may or may not even be true. It could all be fake. It could all be satire. But what's important is that everything on here is more real than anything you'll see on TV or Netflix. I want to thank you guys so much for listening once again. And be sure to submit your own stories anonymously to CamdenPodcastingClub@gmail.com. where I will read them in bonus episodes. In addition, if you know anyone who would love to be on the podcast who has their own high school stories, again, email at the Camden Podcasting Club email. Have a nice one and see you on the next episode.